From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Brell. Good morning. Democrats in the state legislature are turning their attention to the issue of affordable housing in California. Daniel Potter reports it's their new focus after passing a transportation bill earlier this month.
Top Assembly Democrats announced their next big agenda item at an affordable housing unit in downtown Sacramento. Last year, lawmakers failed to reach a deal with Governor Jerry Brown to fund new housing in the state. This year, instead of one high-stakes bill, they're floating dozens of new proposals. Assembly Democrat Laura Friedman wants to target rich communities that aren't adding affordable homes.
If you're a community whose property values are skyrocketing because you're not building, you will either have to build affordable housing, or we will take a portion of that increase in property values and make you put it into a fund that nearby communities that want to do the right thing can use to build affordable housing.
It's not clear how big a dent in the problem lawmakers can make. The state's nonpartisan legislative analyst's office estimates it would take more than $10 billion to help every Californian in need afford a place to live. In Sacramento, I'm Daniel Potter.
Say goodbye to Cal Exit. The California secession effort will no longer try to qualify a ballot initiative, its author said Monday. That's after media outlets turned up his connections to the Russian government. Ben Bradford reports from Sacramento.
The Cal Exit movement gained visibility the day after the presidential election. Proponents set up outside the state capitol touting their ballot initiative. It would have asked voters to start an intricate and unlikely process to have California secede from the United States. But getting that measure on the ballot would have required almost 600,000 voter signatures, an effort that typically requires millions of dollars in funding that Yes California never displayed. Author Louis Marinelli says he's now pulling the measure and quitting the organization. Marinelli is a native Californian but lives in Russia, and media outlets have shown connections from organizations affiliated with the Russian government that promote secession movements in Western nations. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.
You can find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. Your comments always welcome at listener@krcb.org. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.